Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented today by Fauch AgriService in Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the chair of the Green County Homeless Coalition, is Andy McGinn, joining us now. So thank you very much, Andy, for coming on.
Thank you, Coltrane. It's good to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. Well, word on the street is that Green County Homeless Coalition is starting to do a few more things than maybe you've done previously in the past. More people needing help out there. Before we get to that matter, though, just kind of refresh us what the Green County Homeless Coalition does and a little bit about your background.
Okay. The Homeless Coalition was formed, I would say, 5-6 years ago now. It came about as a result of a need. Some local pastors, including Pastor Julie Polson, who was then at the United Methodist Church, and Sheldon Henderson, who was then at Central Christian Church, were finding themselves helping more and more people who were frankly either experiencing homelessness or facing the prospect of being homeless very soon. And so it kind of became more of a formal coalition with the addition of Green County Public Health, law enforcement entities, some of the social services agencies that are involved in Green County. They wanted to hold what's called a point-in-time count, which once a year, in the end of January. This is a requirement from the HUD. And so cities across the country take basically a census of their local homeless one night in January. Now, rural homelessness looks a lot different than homelessness in Des Moines. We rarely have these people who are, you know, panhandling on the street corner who, you know, you see are visibly homeless. Down in Des Moines, you've had homeless encampments. You know, you can see them. For a point in time count in those bigger cities, you go and you just start counting people, you know, and you ask them if they need any help. You maybe give them some supplies. You try to create a snapshot of what your homeless population looks like on any given night.
Okay.
But here in rural Green County, we drive around, we hit all the parks, we've maybe found one or two people.
So that doesn't necessarily tell the whole story
Exactly. But at the same time, Pastor Julie and Sarah Miller at Green County Public Health, they were like, we have homeless people. We're helping more and more people. It's just that they're not visible. You know, as somebody who was born and raised in rural Iowa, in Green County, I just couldn't wrap my head around the idea of somebody here being homeless. You know, we always had those transient individuals. But the idea of like a resident homeless person, like somebody from our community being homeless, experiencing homelessness, not knowing where they're going to turn to next, having to live in a pickup truck or a car, to me that was just so mind-blowing as somebody who's from here that I got more and more interested in. I started doing some stories about it. And when Pastor Julie finally did retire, I became co-chair with Kyle Kenny, who was actually a classmate of mine in high school here in town. And he's now a counselor at Green County High School. And so we started to co-chair this. I've been co-chair, say, since 2020, 2019. I never expected to be this busy. Point in time counts still reveal, show we have no homeless people in Green County. We can't find them to be counted because they're not just lingering in the parks and whatnot. You know, we get random calls at odd hours from law enforcement, churches, sometimes the public library. So we had one individual who just showed up at the public library and said, hey, is there anywhere I can get some help? And here I get a call. There's no rhyme or reason. It just, the calls just come. So what we do is we have a formal relationship with the Bridge Home. The Bridge Home is a homeless shelter based in Ames that does serve Green County. Okay. But they don't have anybody on the ground in Green County. So we're sort of like the first responders for Green County. So if you encounter somebody who is experiencing homelessness, like law enforcement does so often, they can call us. You know, we'll put them up in a hotel for a night or two, and then we, through our memorandum of understanding, is that what you call it? An MOA or MOU with the Bridge Home in Ames. Then after a night or two, we get them kind of established. We get them set up with some food. We take them to the hotel. We get them any personal hygiene supplies. And then we connect them with the Bridge Home in Ames for longer term services. Because the Bridge Home, frankly, has more money than we do. And they do have some federal funding as well. They're able to help longer term, but we are really sort of like the first responders, the homeless triage, basically.
Can you give us a truer sense of the numbers or expand on what you mean by you never thought you'd be this busy? Because if we just take it on the surface level of your point in time survey of, well, there's not really a problem exactly. with homelessness, that's not true from what you're telling us. Just expand on that.
Sure. 34 nights since December 21st. I say December 21st because that's when we really became sort of a formal organization.
I'm guessing you have depleted funds that you need to restock up on.
Yeah. So last year, the clergy association decided to make the Homeless Coalition the beneficiary of the annual community Thanksgiving service.
Okay.
So they take an offering, and we got started with $500, which blew my mind. And then, lo and behold, I started receiving checks from the different churches, the different congregations. We had a group of women who were in an exercise group at the rec center take up a collection. I opened up my mail, and there's a check in there for, there were multiple checks in there. When I added them up, it was over $1,000. On December 21st, we had a balance of $3,166.
Wow.
I thought, we're never going to run out of money. But as of October 30th, our balance stands at just $332. That's about four more nights in a hotel. But since June 1st alone, we've had 17 hotel stays. My wife and I look at it this way. We are not wealthy people by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we live paycheck to paycheck. But at the same time, we have a little that we can share. And God forbid if we ever find ourselves in a similar predicament as these folks, that we'd want to be treated the same way. We'd want somebody to extend a helping hand and go, hey, how's your food situation? What else do you need? I do have to give a shout out to the food pantry, Shirley Hoppert and her crew at the ARC, the Greene County Christian Action Resource Center. We can contact Shirley at usually a moment's notice, and she'll get us somebody that we can bring a homeless individual to come shop, basically, for not only food, but clothes as well.
With that said, then, obviously you can take donations and whatnot, being a nonprofit. How can people reach out to you? Where can they go to make those donations to try and build back up those funds? Because obviously the need has grown here in Greene County.
If anybody would like to make a donation to the cause, and the cause is treating homeless individuals as people, treating people as you yourself would want to be treated. If you believe in that and you want to throw a few bucks our way, because I feel like that we have been excellent stewards of the money that's been entrusted to us. Like I said, our balance sheet is a little misleading because it doesn't account for money we have all personally put into it. Then you can contact me. I can be contacted by phone, 515-370-2487. That's 515-370-2487. You can mail us a donation if you would like at the Greene County Homeless Coalition, CO Andrew McGinn. That's, my last name is spelled McGinn, and I'm at 405 West Russell Street in Jefferson. That's 50129. And we also recently set up Venmo, so you can reach out to us that way. We are at Greene County Homeless. And just to verify, the last four digits of my phone number is 2487. So again, we do take Venmo at Greene County Homeless. I should point this out. We are a nonprofit under the Greene County Clergy Association's 501c3 status.
And that's Andy McGinn, who's the co-chair of the Greene County Homeless Coalition. For today's Let's Talk Greene County program, brought to you by Fouch AgriService on Main Street in Grand Junction, is your channel Seedsman. We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.